listener production.
Hey there, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. The state government has revealed in Parliament the reason behind its decision to rebrand the currently known Country Age Pension Fuel Card. The Regional Development Minister says people thought due to its name, it's only available to those on the aged pension and from July will be known as the Regional Pensioner Travel Card. Don Punch telling Parliament the eligibility is broader than that.
People on a Centrelink aged pension, carer payment, the disability support pension, the Department of Veterans Affairs service pensions and income support supplements. So we expect it to be well received out in regional Western Australia.
The state government has vowed to keep airfares low for regional West Aussies. They've committed more than $64 million to the capped airfares scheme, ensuring return flights don't go above $300. Carnarvon is one of the most popular routes, with more than 10,000 people taking to the skies in the last 18 months. Telstra customers with 3G-only mobiles and older 4G phones might be given more time to update their device. The telco is delaying the shutdown of its 3G network to August 31. The telco's Channa Senavaratne says it follows concerns from thousands of Aussies that they could be blocked from making emergency calls when it's switched off.
The extension will provide more time for our customers to act, but I would urge them to act immediately. If you have a device that will be affected by the closure, you should have been contacted by Telstra.
In sport, yoga is getting a new home for the winter. Geraldton Yoga Club sunrise and sunset classes to be relocated to the QE2 Centre from today. It's for the Saturday morning and Wednesday evening sessions, with locals welcome to attend the free classes. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.